Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
If you listen to the news at all, you've probably heard the story of Rachel Dolezal this week. She's a Montana native who until recently led the Spokane chapter of the NAACP. She's a graduate of Howard University and a leading advocate for civil rights for African Americans. There's just one problem. She's white. With apparently an artificial tan and a hairstyle that many people consider more common among African Americans, she's been passing herself off as black for years now. In fact, she said that she considers herself black. Her parents came forward last week and said that she's really white, but Dolezal identifies as black and insists that it's not a lie. At first blush, the story's just a sad example of how confused our society has become on the issue of race. But upon deeper examination, Rachel Dolezal's story poses a whole host of questions that cut to the heart of progressive secular culture. If Bruce Jenner can identify as a woman and have the media elite leap on the chance to celebrate and treat him as one, why can't a white woman identify as black? In both cases, a genetically determined aspect of the human body yields one set of facts, and a person's feelings and sense of who they really are yields another set of facts. Why can't your feelings establish reality in one case, but not in another? All of this, of course, just seems silly to you and me. If you're Caucasian, you're Caucasian. If you're a man, you're a man. Biology is what it is, and DNA doesn't lie. It's simple. But to folks who lean toward the left, this is anything but simple. They've been falling all over themselves this week to explain why we have to take Bruce Jenner's feelings at face value and call him Caitlyn from now on, but Rachel Dolezal is still crazy for calling herself black. The latest explanation is that skin color and sex are indeed biological, but that race and gender are completely different. In the eyes of the left, those are social constructs, not biological facts. Exactly what social construct means can be a little hard to determine, but a good summary goes something like this. Yes, your sex may be determined by having an X and a Y chromosome, but your gender is determined by how other people treat you. The same is true of skin color and race. Of course, if gender is a social construct, and a social construct is how other people treat you, then why does it make a difference what Bruce Jenner identifies as? It's not him who determines his gender, it's other people. So social construct is still a fuzzy concept whether you're using it for a white woman pretending she's black or a man pretending he's a woman. But there's one thing the left is sure of. Race is a different kind of social construct from gender. Yes, you can identify as a different gender than biology would indicate, and people have to treat you that way, but since race is a different kind of social construct, you can't do the same thing if you're Rachel Dolezal. All of which makes me wonder, if race and gender are so different, how come we keep getting told that opposing same-sex marriage is exactly the same as opposing interracial marriage? I don't pretend to be able to work all of this out in a way that makes sense. I'm happy to stick with the easy choice I've been making all my life. A man is a man, a woman is a woman, white is white, black is black, and God loves every one of them equally, just the way He made them. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.